I fell in love with a girl who I didn't really like. She was ugly, and she had like endless drugs, and I had sex with her a lot, and my nose bled. And then she came to Vegas and had sex with me in the corridor, like in front of the elevator or something. She was so nasty. She had like barbed wire tattoos and stuff. She was just the worst.
I pulled
thing
that
ever.
One time. I did that at we got our pants off. I forget how far it actually went, but at the fucking premiere of the New York City premiere of Some Kind of Monster.
Right.
After party.
You boned an amazing whore there.
But she was
feeling like that's a whore brewing. It's a whore brewery. the Some Kind of Monster, because Some Kind of Monster
she showed up thinking that she knew the world a certain way, and all of a sudden everything was turned upside down.
No, completely. But then there's this Some Kind of Monster was sort of, there was fans, a lot of hardcore fans of Some Kind of Monster were new fans. So there was a lot more women, I feel, in the new wave. Like, old-school Metallica fans hate new Metallica fans because they were the biggest loner losers on the planet. If you were old-school Cliff Burton, you were fucking in your room, fucking just thinking about how everyone's a fucking bitch and fuck the world and my parents and everything, and they were going to rock out. And then all of a sudden,
you were a card-carrying dirtbag.
The first time I ever heard a girl say, I watch a video, the one video at a fucking friend's house, and we're all doing bongs out of the... Remember how you had the bucket bong, a big bucket of water, and you'd cut the top off a big 4-liter plastic thing and put the big fucking cone on the top of it, and then you would make the bong... You would put it in the water and put the lid on and light it and then lift the thing out of the bucket and it would suck all the smoke into the bucket.
I didn't
know
what you're talking about at first, but
then take the lid off.
I blocked that part
and
out.
And you would unscrew the lid and go...
with like a soda. Oh, I forgot all about that. Fucking Christ.
So insulted by myself. Like, just sitting around only selecting the bucket bong. If you had a joint, I'd be like, mate, what are you wasting the weed for? This bucket bong's just shoving it into your brain as fast as possible.
In retrospect, I wish I had huffed instead.
I wish I had a blown. Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this girl who was an absolute scrubber. Just a scrubber.
Food kettle.
I said, hey, little turtle, would you like to take a swim with me?
I boned her off and on for like 5 years. Scrubber!
Yeah, everybody had one of those.
Oh, but on call.
It's like taking the bus when I lost Bella.
Wow, I thought I was being insulted by calling her a scrubber. It's like taking a bus. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
oh,
sometimes it still beats walking.
Oh, shits, I'm walking. Yeah, yeah, good point. Oh, yeah, yeah. Man. Good analogy.
Preferably, I'd like my own car. If not, I'll take a ride.
Good. Love it. So anyway, yeah, she said that, look, I can't believe how hot he is in the video. And I remember, you know, sitting there just after taking an unbelievably humongous fucking bong rip of dirt.
Out of a bottle of Fanta.
just shadoodled on the couch, just bah, and this chick says that. And I like, immediately just woke up like out of a coma. I was like, what? Like, it was like somebody insulting a crazy football fan about their team, you know what I mean? Like, how dare you say that about Brett Favre? You know what I mean? Like, I could not believe that anyone, and all she was saying.
Who was the looker? Was it Kirk?
It was James.
God, which they just love this singer.
Oh.
So predictable.
He was my idol for being evil. Not for being good looking.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, this was a massive insult. Now that I look back on it, that's what I mean. Why would you not want to be sexy to bitches? Who the hell doesn't want to be? I like it that people, like, there's a bunch of dudes like, hey, man, you know, L show, blah, blah, blah. That's awesome. I love that I got fans. Fucking, I loved having that. But for girls to be like, man, he is hilarious, but whoo! Have you seen him in person? Man, it's a good thing he's hilarious. That would break my heart, Michael.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going the opposite way. Yeah,
no,
of course.
I don't want to be
no.
just known as a badass.
No, you want to be good looking as
That's
well.
That's right.